Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note on Joanne Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, the last name. Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, place with Bella Vida in Flint. Date seen was December 13, 2021. The paragraph chief complaint. I was asked to see her because it's concerned about increasing edema period. She's had this developing over the last several days of the week. And 2+ on the right and slightly more on the left, period. It's not entirely me, but it seems to have worsened, period. Rosie was present when I was seeing her, and he's not aware of any major heart or kidney disease, period. She does wear compression stockings, and she does elevate the legs, period. She denies any shortness of breath or chest pain, period. She denies any recent injuries, period. There's no significant pain, period. She has a history of hypertension, but that's fairly well controlled. There's no headache or chest pain, period. She actually lives in memory care and does have dementia and is not really oriented, period. She does take Lasix 20 milligrams right now for swelling, period. It's noted that she's on a load of pain, which could be a factor, period. However, it's done well in controlling the blood pressure, period. New caring for dementia has been present for about 2 years or more and has been gradually worsening, period. New paragraph. We cannot think of any aggravating events for the increased edema of late, period. No venous injury, no DVT, no excessive bruising, period. Slight varicose veins, but not severe. This paragraph, past history, dementia, Alzheimer's, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, iron deficiency anemia, osteoarthritis in multiple joints, history of breast cancer, environmental allergies, history of thyroid cancer, migraines, hypothyroidism, kidney disease, but unclear of the nature of it, hyperlipidemia. In the paragraph, can I just finish one thing and I'll be right? Oh, you got my car?
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Here you go.
Thank you very much. Do I play this now or later?
Okay.
The paragraph, examination is not acutely distressed or lip hearing. He's alert. Blood pressure on 30 over 72, pulse 72, with flat rate 15. Head and neck, people deep and reactive light. Eyelids and tendon size are normal. Shocking is normal. All mucosa are normal. Lung.
Heart. Yep, we're just
loading
you the tire for now until the new tire comes.
Okay.
All right. So you're all set. I can bring your vehicle up to the front.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Then, all vehicles are normal. Here's normal inspection. Next up with no nodes. Lungs were cleared of percussion and oscillation without labor removal. Cardiovascular, normal tone of pseudo gout and murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, anywhere is normal, face intact. Gait is a short step gait, but a stable gait. Unless you sell an extremity, she has 2+ edema on the right and a bit more edema on the left, but not a great deal more here, no calf tendon. No acute joint inflammation or fusion or fever knees. Skin is intact, warm and dry. Repairing up assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Wagner has increased the edema, and it's bothering to the point where it's harder to get shoes on and hard to mobilize, so I'm increasing Lasix to 40 milligrams daily for 2 days to see if that trims it down, and it may continue the elastic stockings period. If the edema persists, I'll stop the lidocaine and use alternative agents.
Very much.
She has hypertension controlled with lidocaine 5 milligrams daily. With metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Three, she has dementia followed Alzheimer's, period. She and her husband have jointly decided not to use further agents such as dinoprazole or memantine, or just as dinoprazole, period. She didn't tolerate that well, but she does continue on memantine, 10 milligrams twice a day, period. She has hypothyroidism, or can you write a thyroxine 20 micrograms daily, period? She seems to be over her history of breast cancer, period. Overall, committing the current plan, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of gestation?